Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening. The show tonight looks thrice at the speech by Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, to the Munich Security Conference, asking from different points of view, what is it that the Secretary is conveying? A year after the upset at the same Munich Security Conference in the first year of the Trump administration, when Vice President Vance challenged the Europeans and they were unhappy with the challenge. Now, Secretary Rubio appeals to the Europeans about a common civilization worth defending, and there's not happiness in the ranks of the Europeans after the speech. Question is, what is to be done? Europe, guiding itself, arming itself, securing itself, is a wise path. How to get there is the unknown. I also speak to Joseph Sternberg. He's in London for the Wall Street Journal, about how the Europeans are acknowledging that their weaknesses need to be fixed. And one of them, not obvious right away, is the lack of competitiveness. By that they mean it's very difficult to start a company in Europe. All the regulations across the EU and in the individual countries. So there's a new plan called the 28th regime. Isn't that exciting? It sounds like a thriller. There are 27 countries in the EU as of now. They have very high standards. They don't let it in people who can't pay for themselves. The 28th regime would be a make-up country that has light regulation in comparison to the other 27. And when you start a company, you could elect to be in the 28th regime, not in the France or the Netherlands or the Spain or the Portugal you're living in. It's an idea. It's been advanced. Apparently it has the endorsement or encouragement of Chancellor Merz of Germany and Prime Minister Meloni of Italy. The deregulation might be too high a mountain to climb. There's a story that the Wall Street Journal ran once. I hope I have this facts right. A teddy bear, a toy teddy bear. But all of the regulations of the EU meant that there was a tag that was longer than the teddy bear, trailing behind it like a tail. Different countries with different standards of children's toys. Deregulation is a burden for every startup, everywhere. There are rules, you must obey them. But to make it so onerous, so heavy, so burdensome, so unknown, well, the result is Europe. There are not enough startups. They acknowledge as much. There's also a tension in the Middle East, of course, the fleet off of Iran. Iran saying we're going to partially close the Straits of Hormuz to practice our IRGC fast speed boats. Very strange. Admittedly, a poke in the eye of the United States is looking to negotiate, apparently for an end to the program, enforcement, inspection, and an end to the ballistic missile arsenal, enforcement, inspection. The Iranians are talking, of course. A wonderful conversation with my friend Alejandro Pina Esclusa, a Venezuelan opposition leader. He was a political candidate in 25 years ago, I did not know that. He was the first political prisoner in Venezuela. He was jailed for a year in the dungeon that's in metropolitan Caracas, built as a shopping center, now used as a dungeon. 1,000 people could be in there still. The Rodriguez brother and sister who run the government are not acceptable. The man who runs the security forces, Diosdado Cabello, is not acceptable. What is to be done? Move the story. Bring in new governance. This isn't just about the sale of oil. This is about, well, there are left 9 million people, 7 million fled. It's a very large country. It has lots of resources. It was once the richest country in the Americas after the U.S., and it can be again. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.